Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Fire restrictions could silence fireworks across Campbell County this 4th of July. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Campbell County residents may see a much quieter 4th of July this year as ongoing fire restrictions and worsening drought conditions threaten fireworks sales and use across the county. The county has been under Stage 1 fire restrictions since March 19th, unusually early for the region, and fire officials say conditions now resemble what they would normally expect to see in July. According to the Gillette News Record, Fire Chief Jeff Bender told county leaders last week that unless weather conditions improve significantly, fireworks could be prohibited this summer. Current county resolutions allowing fireworks sales and use are automatically subject to cancellation during active fire restrictions. According to the National Integrated Drought Information System, about two-thirds of Campbell County is currently experiencing extreme drought. Fire Marshal Stuart Burnham said the lack of spring moisture has prevented normal vegetation growth, leaving grasses and fuels unusually dry much earlier than normal. Unlike the county, fireworks are already banned year-round inside the city of Gillette. County commissioners will make the final decision on fireworks exceptions in the coming weeks, depending on weather and fire conditions. Blizzard conditions shut down I-80, leave drivers stranded across southern Wyoming. A powerful spring blizzard shut down more than 200 miles of I-80 across southern Wyoming on Monday, leaving motorists stranded for hours and in some cases overnight, while heavy snow, whiteout conditions, and a major power outage created dangerous travel conditions. According to Cowboy State Daily, the storm dumped up to 10 inches of snow along parts of the interstate, with even deeper drifts reported in the snowy range. Wind gusts reaching 45 miles per hour forced closures between Rock Springs and Cheyenne as whiteout crews worked to clear roads and rescue stranded drivers. Complicating matters, a damaged transmission line knocked out power to Rawlins, Sinclair, and Wamsutter beginning early Monday morning. The outage also slowed snow removal efforts because crews struggled to access fuel and equipment. Drivers reported sitting for up to 11 hours on the interstate as semi-trucks and snowdrifts blocked travel lanes. YDOT also confirmed one of its snow plows was stuck while clearing the highway near Arlington. Meanwhile, Carbon County officials activated emergency response efforts to help residents needing medical support during the outage. Forecasters warned additional snow and freezing temperatures could continue impacting travel through today. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.